Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, we're on the topic, Message to True Believers, and this is based on the prophetic word that the Lord gave me, prophetic lesson. Why am I sharing this with you? Because what He gives me is for me to share with those that I teach, and this is encouragement for the last days. It tells us how to live, what to do, where to put our focus, how we get help. Oh, it's a wonderful lesson. And we ended up last time talking about those that call evil good and good evil, and you know that that is right on to where we are living right now. And let me read that, because I only read part of that, and that is in Isaiah. Let's go to that. Chapter 5, verses 20 through 21. The scripture says, destruction is certain for those who say that evil is good and good is evil, that dark is light and light is dark, that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. Destruction is certain for those who think they are wise and consider themselves to be clever. Well, thinking you're wise is different from being wise, and not worldly wisdom, but wisdom that is from God. Thinking you're wise is very destructive, because it makes you a closed system, so that you're not listening to the voice of God. And so then, if you're a closed system, what has formed you? You know, Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, in order to be transformed, we have to be able to hear the Holy Spirit. If we keep ourselves in that box where, oh, we already know, then we're conformed to what we've been through in our life. You're either reacting toward or away from the things that you've been through, and that's not what God wants for you. Then you're caught in your experience. You're caught in the predispositions you have genetically. You know, all the things, some the in psychology that talk about, you know, what you've been through is what you become, have a truth, but it's not applicable when we're talking about what the Holy Spirit can do for you. If you want to be set free from your past and what you've been through, then you have to listen. You have to renew your mind, or else your mind is just operating on what it thinks it knows. Oh, well, let's go on. I don't want to be stuck in my experience to you. Now, if it's my experience with God, yes. Because we do learn to determine good and from evil, the pure and holy from that that is not, by as the Holy Spirit illuminates in our life. But I want to be stuck on what God has for me, not what the world has had for me. Don't you share that feeling. And the Lord went on to say, this deception, in other words, you're thinking you know everything, and in the meantime you've turned to calling good evil and evil good. This deception will be their own doing. Leave them alone. They're self-destructing. We can't spend all of the energy that we have on trying to convince people that are willingly ignorant that they're wrong. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there that will listen to what you have to say. And if you get hung up on trying to convince somebody that's not going to be convinced, then look at all the people that have gone without hearing the truth. Oh, let's let the Lord open up the opportunities that we have. And that's why He says, you know, they're doing themselves in. So you keep speaking the word and let the Lord deal with them, and He will. Galatians 6, 3 through 9 or 3 through 8 says, for if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself and only himself. In other words, he doesn't deceive God. But let each one examine his own work. Then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. In other words, mind your business in terms of, are you fulfilling your purpose that God has for you? The Holy Spirit only can reveal that to you. We can't know whether someone else is fulfilling their purpose. in God. But let each one examine himself. It says, for each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Then this part is probably what you've heard in terms of the scripture. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, or you don't pull one over on him. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. What does that mean, sow to your flesh? The carnal desires that are the result of just what the senses want, and separate and apart from what God has said. Do you struggle with that? Yes, you do. Do I struggle with that? Yes, I do. Why? Because we still live in a flesh vehicle. And those things are always going to be there until we have a glorified body. But we are not going to let those things rule our lives. We are going to fulfill our purposes in God, because God, through Jesus Christ, is going to do it through us. All we have to do, as I've said before, is remain submitted and obedient. For each one shall bear his own. God is not mocked. If you sow to the flesh, you'll have the flesh reap corruption. But here's the good news. He who sows to the Spirit will have the Spirit reap everlasting life. You know, the scripture that says the outward man is perishing day by day. If you don't think that's true, get a picture out of you a few years ago and you'll go, oh, but that's all right. Because it says the inward man is growing and is growing strong. Oh, let's put our emphasis on what is eternal and rather than what is temporary. Well, let's read on. Let's see what else we have here. And then the Lord says this, the latter day's anointing comes from a new level of understanding. Now, why are we talking about latter day's anointing? Because we're living in the last days, and we want to do all that we can, while we can, to see that God's purposes are fulfilled through us. And first of all, it's God's will that we all evangelize. Now, some may not be doing it part-time, but in other words, wherever we are, that the Word of God is being shown through us, that we're all witnesses, that we're all ambassadors for Christ. And let's look at Luke 22:44. See, when something's so good, you just got to comment. Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. This is Jesus speaking. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Those that had not understood what he had to go through, the fact that he had to die, and the fact that now he was the risen, resurrected Savior, he tried to tell them, but they didn't have the understanding on the inside of them. And now they have understanding so that they can comprehend, first of all, the fact that he was the fulfillment of what the scripture said in terms of the Messiah, that God would come and dwell among us, and through that work we would be saved. You know, some people, and you may be one of these, that just assume you can't understand the Bible. You can understand the Bible. Maybe you've picked up a King James version, the old King James, and maybe you've looked at Revelation as your first experience, or something out of Ezekiel, which, by the way, I love all those. And you look and you think, oh, this is too hard. No, it's not. First of all, get a translation that you can understand. Make sure that it's a good, that it is true to the original. And there are many out there. But find one that you can understand the terminology and ask the Lord through His Holy Spirit to illuminate to you. Why can the Holy Spirit do that for you? Because He wrote it. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you want to be able to understand the scripture? Well, you can. You just start a good place to start. I'm assuming that because you take part in this website and listen to wake-up calls, that you have an interest in scriptures. Well, begin the book of St. John. John had such an understanding of Jesus. And then the Spirit can direct you where you need to go. So the latter day's anointing comes from a new level of understanding. Then it says this, things once not understood are now open and made manifest. This knowledge will open the door to great power and will utterly cast down the work of the enemy that attempts to come against you. My children will no longer be obscured by the masses, but will be exalted by way of the illumination within them. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians 5, 8 through 11 says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. You know, that doesn't mean that you go around telling everybody stuff. You know, that you find out what people are doing and you expose the details of their life. Light itself exposes. If you're looking for something and you can't find it and you turn on the light, you can find it. If you think a room is clean but it's dirty, you turn on the light and you see that. As we live in the light, as we let Christ be made manifest through and in us, then evil will be exposed for what it is. We have to be light. Oh, and the good part about that is Christ is the light that's in you. Again, you don't obscure it by your own flesh, your own agenda, and then that light in you becomes darkness. We don't want that. They're open and manifest, and that the work of the enemy will be cast down because of the word. And then the word is no longer put under as secondary and something that, you know, was for a time but not now. Don't you just get tired of that? Well, maybe people used to need the crutch of the Bible or what. Come on, it's our life. Don't listen to that mess, and also don't let people that talk that way upset you. They are ignorant, they are deceived, and God will deal with them. It says this knowledge, true knowledge in the word, the illumination of the scriptures, is fault because it is the death knell to the deceiver, or the sound of death, the tolling death bell. You know, they used to, when people in certain places, when they were being taken to the graveyard, they would sound a bell, and that sound of the bell was very woeful, the death knell to the deceiver. Truth is flowing out from unlikely sources, whereas those deemed for great knowledge are shown for what is within them. You know, it's a time where the true believer will be demonstrated. And if you feel like folk have been getting by with their deception, don't worry. The pressure of the last days will reveal the truth from the lie, the light from the darkness, the good from the evil. Do you need the Lord to help you make that discernment in your own life of what is good for you and what isn't, the way you need to go and the things that you need to flee? Oh, he can do that for you. You don't have to be confused. He wants to help you understand, not just reading the word and understanding the word, but how that applies in your life. He'll help you. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you've made a way that we can know and discern good from evil. And Lord, we want this in our lives. And we want your light and truth to shine through us and be made manifest in and through us. Lord, we don't want to obscure your light in any way, but we want to be a complete demonstration of all that you would have us to be, ambassadors in this world. Thank you that that can happen because the devourer has been rebuked and exiled through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And it is his name and his authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, you may never be appointed by the president to be ambassador to another country, but you've already been appointed to be an ambassador for Christ. Oh, get out there and do it. Do the work. And I am praying for you.